Greetings, friends. Would you like to know for sure what is the mark of the beast? Well, you can know because God says that those who have a good understanding can know what is the mark of the beast. The question you should be asking yourself is, how do I get this good understanding? And the answer is from reading every word of God concerning the beast. And that's what we're going to do starting now. So if you would please, turn with me to Daniel chapter 2. Here we find described an image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and he had a dream. And in this dream, there was this great image. And so Nebuchadnezzar called in his people to try to tell him what the dream was and then interpret it. Nobody could do it except for Daniel, because God gave Daniel a good understanding. And that's what we're seeking. So let's start talking about this image in Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The first thing I want you to know, and this is extremely important, I hope you'll be able to take notes. The first thing you need to know is that this image has four parts. All right, I'll repeat that. This image has four parts. And then what happens is a stone breaks the toes of the fourth part. It doesn't come and break the head. It doesn't come and hit the chest. It doesn't come and hit the legs. This stone comes and breaks the toes. And this is the fourth part of this image. So this image is the image of a man, and it has a full body. And this body is described in four parts. And a stone comes and breaks the toes of the fourth part of this image. And then what happens is the other three parts fall and are blown away with the fourth part. So just imagine a man standing, a big, huge man, and you can see this man in four sections, all one body, but four sections. And then a stone comes out of heaven, hits the man on the toes, which is the fourth section, and then the whole image falls. And when it falls, it's broken into pieces, a strong wind comes and blows it away. That's what we see in this story of this image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. So specifically, let's turn to verse 28. This is in Daniel, the second chapter, and in verse 28, because we're going to discuss today the interpretation of these four parts. And this is extremely important for us to get to the identification of the mark of the beast. We first have to know what the beast is before we can know what the mark of the beast is. So that's what we're going to do today, is study this image in Daniel chapter 2, talking about the four parts and the interpretation thereof, so that we can begin to understand the nature of this beast. We need to know who or what is the beast if we are going to find out what is the mark of the beast. All right, so let's turn to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 28. This is Daniel speaking to Nebuchadnezzar, and he says, "But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days." And that's the same thing I'm telling you here. It's God in heaven who is going to reveal this to you through the scriptures. And that's what we want to pay attention to, is almost every word as it describes this image. And later on, we're going to talk about beasts, different beasts, which are the same as this image. So if we really look carefully at these words, we'll be able to get this good understanding of what is the mark of the beast, because we'll know who or what is the beast itself. Okay? "But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be when? In the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed are these." In other words, I'm about to give you the interpretation. Now let's drop down to verse 32 of Daniel chapter 2. This is verse 32, and we'll read through verse 36. Daniel starts explaining it by saying, "This image's head was of fine gold," and this head is the first part of this image. There are four parts in this image, and the head is the first part, and this head was of fine gold. Now he goes on to describe the second part. His chest and arms were of silver. This is the second part. The chest and arms were of silver. Then we have the third part. This image's belly, or its stomach, and thighs were of bronze. So this is now the third part, where the belly and thighs are of bronze. And then the fourth part, it says, his legs were of iron, his feet were part of iron and part of clay. This is the fourth part. His legs were of iron, his feet were part of iron and part of clay. Those are the four parts. The first part, the head, and this was of fine gold. The second part, the chest and arms were of silver. The third part, the stomach and thighs were of bronze. And then the fourth part, the legs were of iron, and his feet were part of iron and part of clay. Those are the four parts of this image, and we're going to explore this in depth. But continuing on in scripture here, it says, you watched until a stone was cut out without hands. This is the stone I was telling you about that comes out of heaven, and it's cut without hands. This is a miraculous thing that happens. You watched until a stone was cut out without hands. Now what happens? Which struck the image upon its feet. Notice again, it did not strike it on the head. It did not strike it in the chest. It did not strike it in the stomach or thighs. It did not strike it specifically even on the legs. It struck it specifically upon its feet, which were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together. You can again imagine that this image falls after the stone comes and breaks its toes. It falls, this whole image, it is broken up into pieces, and then of course the wind comes along and blows it away. So repeating that part. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together. And they became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, so that no place was found for them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell its meaning before the king. So are you ready? Are you ready to get an understanding of this image, which will help us to understand the mark of the beast? Are you ready? Okay, then here we go. The first explanation is that the four parts equal four kingdoms. The four parts equal four kingdoms. And the stone equals the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God that comes and strikes the fourth kingdom and causes all of the kingdoms to be broken up and blown away. And what did Daniel say? He said to Nebuchadnezzar that this is what shall be in the latter days. And in latter programs, we're going to prove that this is going to be when Christ returns to earth at his second coming to set up the kingdom of God. That's when the stone will come out of heaven and break this image, will smite it on its toes. It's going to fall, break in pieces, and then be blown away, because the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and we shall reign forever and ever. That's what the scripture says. Okay, now let's read in Daniel chapter 2, verse 38, because we're going to see how God describes these four parts as four kingdoms. This is in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 38, and we're going to read through verse 45. It says, you are this head of gold. Daniel interprets it and says, you are this head of gold, speaking to Nebuchadnezzar. And after you shall arise, what? Another kingdom. So this king has dominion over some place. That's why it's called a kingdom, because the king has dominion or dominion over this area. So this king has dominion. First Nebuchadnezzar, had his dominion over Babylon. Then it says, after you shall arise another kingdom lower than you, and then another third kingdom. And this one, of course, is of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth. And notice how it describes it. These are kingdoms which shall rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. So we have those four parts described again, but this time God says that these four parts are four kingdoms. Continuing on. Since iron crushes and smashes all things, and as the iron that shatters all these, it will crush and shatter other kingdoms. And as to what you saw, the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, that's how the kingdom shall be divided. This kingdom shall be divided because you can't mix iron and clay together. They don't join together. So this kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it the strength of iron, because you saw the iron trying to mix with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. God is giving us a lot of clues here to be able to identify the mark of the beast. And first we are identifying who or what is the beast itself, because then we'll know what is the mark of the beast. And specifically talking about this fourth kingdom, in which God goes into great detail, he says this kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. And as you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mix themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cling to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And then, now notice this, please notice this. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Yes, this stone that's cut out without hands, that stone is going to destroy other kingdoms, but when the kingdom of God is set up, that kingdom shall never be destroyed. Of the increase of his government there shall be no end. That's a prophecy in the book of Isaiah talking about Christ's kingdom. It says the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall crush and destroy all of these other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. God's not going to leave his kingdom to other people to be ruled by mankind. No, this time God is going to send his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, back to earth, this time to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it shall crush and destroy all other kingdoms, but it shall stand forever. Because you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushes the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall occur after this. And the dream is certain, and its meaning is sure. So I asked you at the beginning, how can you be sure that you will understand the mark of the beast? The answer is because the great God will make it known to you through the scriptures. And that's what we've begun to go through today, are the scriptures that talk about the beast. And one of the things that God has taught us already is that the head of gold is the Babylonian kingdom, which ruled the earth from about 626 to 536 BC. Now, what kingdoms are represented by the other three parts of the image? Well, we'll let the Bible begin to tell us in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.